That was The Shins doing a track from their latest album. It's called Port of Morrow. And that was Simple Song. And before that, we heard Wild Flag, or rather we heard Gautier before that, and then we heard some Wild Flag. We also heard from Whistle Peak starting us off with Elephants off of their latest album. It's called Half Asleep on Echo Falls. Well, I'm Juliet Prumhold, and I am very excited to welcome this evening's guests into the studio. They were with us last year. Different name, but same guys, and they've got a really great album out that you've been hearing a little bit from the past couple of weeks. They are the Giant Steps. Their album is called Transitions. We'll be hearing from that and talking with the band here in just a few minutes. But first, I'm going to hand things over to them for some live music. Giant Steps live on Kaleidoscope from the WYSO studios. We'll be back to chat with them here in just a few minutes. But first, let's hear one from their new album. It's called Transitions, and this is Electric Train. From the Giant Steps. Their new album is called Transitions. And we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Glad to have you back. Now, you guys were here last year, but you were called the Outliers. First and foremost, why'd you guys decide to switch the name up?
Well, when we first became the Outliers, we were a lot younger, a lot more naive in our music, and we felt that we had maybe in our music stupid. Come a lot further, and we were just a totally different band than when we were first the Outliers, so we decided it's time for a change.
That's cool. It's been kind of a big year for you guys. You recorded your first album, and I know you guys did that at Babelfish here in town. What was that like, going in the studio and working on the album?
That was really just a great experience overall. I think we all got a lot out of it. None of us really had any like significant experience, like, you know, like producing a professional album, so it was really exciting for all of us, I think.
And the playing style of recording in the studio is totally different, like the way you go about playing the music, so that was an interesting change.
Do you guys find that it changed the way that you play your songs? I mean, did you find that your songs evolved throughout the studio process? Are there things that maybe you were playing one way before, and now that you've recorded them, you're changing it up a little bit or interpreting it in a different way?
Yeah, I think we had to look at most of our songs from different perspectives. We couldn't just kind of like approach it like, you know, improvisation, which is kind of what we did on a lot of live shows during the playoffs and stuff, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it really like defined any of our songs, but I think it gave us an actual concept of having a song be totally different than it is in like the way that the CD records it. We wanted each song to be a unique experience, so you can have the basis in the CD and then you have like a new experience if you come see us live. So that's advertising.
And I know you guys have a bunch of live stuff coming up. You're going to be at Canal Street Tavern Saturday night, is it, with mm-hmm. Authors and Audio?
That's correct.
With guest artist Kieran Cronley instead of John. He's going to Italy.
I'm not going to be here. We're also going to be playing at the Dayton Music Revival Festival.
Yeah, Downtown Dayton Revival with bands like Train and Guster and
John Legend.
Heartless Bastards. Guided by Voices.
The Beatles. It's going to be sweet.
It's going to be fun.
What is that like, you know, going from, you know, starting, at, you know, playing at Canal Street and doing the playoffs and all that, and then getting to play this huge, you know, multi-day festival with, you know, some bigger acts from our community as well as from around the country. Are you guys excited, nervous?
Definitely a little bit of both, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, it's a little crazy because, like, looking back a year ago, we would go to each individual round in the Battle of the Bands, and we're like, oh my gosh, these guys are so much better than us, and we're just going to lose. Like, right now, the first round we came in, we're
expecting
like, oh,
to lose.
Yeah. And every round, we just got a little surprise.
We won.
A little gift.
Since the band playoffs last year, you know, you've done the album, you know, doing more live gigs, you're going to be playing this festival. Do you guys feel like you have changed the way you write songs or the way you tackle writing songs as a band?
No, not really. Perhaps like when we suggest an idea to the other people in the band, it's a little bit more premeditated now. So silly.
I think it actually changed during... Oh, sorry.
Definitely have a more, like, efficient way of going about writing songs, I think. It used to just kind of be, like, anything goes, and we would just see what happens from jamming, but...
During the playoffs, I think that's when the transformation actually happened, because we did not have enough songs at all. We had, like, four. So we started writing songs in the middle of the playoffs as opposed to actually practicing them. And that really established how we went about writing songs and presenting ideas to each other.
Yeah, it was pretty neat because there were days when we would come up with this song and then play it at whatever round it was.
The next day.
Or that day, sometimes. And is kind of interesting to see, like, what people liked, what people didn't like, especially.
Definitely factored that into our creation of the song, sort of the critical response of the audiences.
That's got to be pretty cool to have, you know, sort of instantaneous feedback on your songs. You know, some bands, they keep a song and work on it in practice for months and months before anybody ever gets to hear it. But to get to hear it, you know, within the same day or a couple of days, that's got to be, well, it's got to speed up the process a little bit, I would guess.
Yeah,
definitely.
And were those songs some of the ones that you guys were writing so quickly? Are those some of the ones that we're hearing on the album now?
Yeah, that one we just played, Islands, we wrote, I think, the day of or the day before.
I was with the Rude show. Boys.
Yeah.
We
wrote that song the day of.
For the day after.
To get into the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
The day after when we were here last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Kind of nice serendipity there.
Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? I know you're all in school and school's getting ready to start back up in the fall, but are you planning on doing a lot of live dates in the fall or doing more writing or a little bit of both?
Hopefully a little bit of both. It is a lot harder to get in live dates on school nights. You can't really play on Wednesday nights.
We've actually been thinking about possibly heading back into the studio. Maybe we've been writing a lot of new songs, so I think something we'd really like to do is maybe release an EP or something like that.
That would be very cool. Yeah. Do you find that you said you've been writing a lot? Is that kind of something like since you got done with the playoffs and you've had a little more time to flesh things out? You aren't in this, you know, sort of like we have to write this for tonight kind of mode. Have you still been keeping up, you know, a good pace, or does it kind of come and go? Or,
well, yeah, it certainly does come and go. There will be weeks on end when we just can't, you know, think of anything we can actually tolerate for more than 3 minutes. We certainly had to write a little bit for the album because, you know, we had enough to make an album before. But we were kind of like, you know, this, you know, it would kind of be a little weak if we just went with what we had at the moment. In fact, like, there were days when we went to the studio and with, like, brand new stuff that we made in the studio, which I probably slowed the process down a little bit. But
I think it was really natural for us right after finishing the album, too, to jump right back into the songwriting process because I don't think we really knew where to go after the album. We didn't want to keep recycling.
A thing that I feel has always happened to us is we always plan out a time, like, oh, right after the this playoff or the album, we'll start writing new songs, but we won't do anything before that. But always at practice, we'll just start in on something, and that's when we get our favorite songs. We just start, like, playing, and all of a sudden it comes to us, and we weren't trying to come up with anything. It just happens.
Yeah, we're a little ADD.
Kind of sneaks up on you when you least expect it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, bringing new stuff into the studio, I know that for some bands, it's a really interesting experience to bring new material into the studio and to work with an engineer who also, you know, is giving you feedback and is helping you shape your sound. Did you guys have that experience when you were recording the album?
Yeah, working with Steve was a really great experience. It was really interesting. It was the first time that we really had somebody that was not afraid to criticize and try to give us, you know, helpful criticism. So it was definitely a great experience.
He definitely served as a lot of us have, like, individual teachers and whatnot, but I think he served as a teacher to the band overall and really helped us, like, create a lot of unity between the band
and
the sound.
Well, let's see. Where can people find you online if they want to keep tabs on where you're going to be playing and all that good stuff?
There's thegiantsteps.net, not .com, remember that. And then there's our Facebook page where we usually try to keep updates on our next show.
Cool. Well, we'll put those up on our Facebook page as well. We're at facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. And through those two places, is that where people can pick up the album if they want to get a copy?
It's also on iTunes, and it's on Amazon, and what are the other ones?
SoundCloud.
Spotify. So
all the usual online suspects. You guys are covering it. Well, do you guys have anything else that people ought to know before they come out and see you on Saturday night at Canal Street or check you out at the Downtown Dayton Revival Music Festival?
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it if they would come. That'd be nice.
Well, we will make sure that we get a couple people out, because I actually have some tickets to give away to the Saturday night show. But everybody's going to have to hang tight, because we're going to hear some more music first. Why don't we play another track from the album? Do you guys want to introduce it at all? This is All They Can.
Yeah, this is the last song that we wrote, and it was, I think we made it in probably the last... second to last week that we worked on the album, which is saying something, because the last week was just, you know, kind of working out every other song. So
we were supposed to have all of our songs already. We were supposed to have all of our songs done already.
Yeah.
And then we just brought this one in. Steve was like, if you really want to, go for it.
Well, let's take a listen to that right now. We'll be back to hear some more live music from the Giant Steps, and we'll have your chance to win tickets to go see them this weekend. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Ooh.
Music from the Giant Steps. That's All They Can. You can find that on their new album. It's called Transitions. And you can check them out this weekend at Canal Street Tavern. You can also see them at the Downtown Dayton Revival Music Festival. That's September 8th and 9th. Or you can listen right now because they're going to play a few more live songs right here from the WYSO studios.
This next song is called Lion. It's also on our album Transitions, which you can buy on iTunes if you'd like.
Thank you.
All right. This other one is from our album as well. It's called Down, but it's a little bit different. So if you'd like to hear the original, you could buy our album on iTunes.
This one's a swamp romp.
It's for Rocco.
Keep him going down.
Giant Steps live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out at Canal Street Tavern on Saturday night. They're going to be playing with Authors and Audio. They're also playing the Downtown Dayton Revival Music Festival. It's September 8th and 9th. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us again.
Thanks so much. If you want to see these guys at Canal Street Tavern, you can be the fourth caller at 769-1998. That's 769-1998. Fourth caller wins a pair of tickets to see the Giant Steps at Canal Street Tavern. They're going to be playing with Authors and Audio. It's going to be a great show. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. 769-1998. Fourth caller gets a pair of tickets to see the Giant Steps and Authors and Audio Saturday night at Canal Street. Right now, here's music from Rosie Thomas's latest. This is Over the Moon. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do